Spring is here, and if you listen carefully, you'll hear the sound ping, followed perhaps by swearing. It's the sound of golfers enjoying their game. That ping is the sound of one of the most revolutionary putters of all time, called, of course, the ping putter. It's the invention of engineer Carsten Solheim. He worked for years designing jet fighters and missile guidance systems at General Electric before taking up golf at age 42. His first time, he recalls, I hit the ball 10 times and then walked away. He didn't even make it to the first hole. Solheim had become frustrated while practicing putting. Instead of quitting, he just designed his own club. Solheim noticed that if a player didn't strike the ball perfectly with a normal putter, the head would twist, destroying the shot. So he moved the weight of the club to its outer edge, making it more stable and letting the player putt straighter. This is called perimeter weighting and has been ranked as one of the top five breakthroughs in golf equipment. At night, after work, Solheim kept busy in his garage refining his revolutionary design. He first worked with two popsicle sticks glued to two sugar cubes attached to a shaft to find the correct weighting. In 1959, he founded the Carsten Manufacturing Corporation to produce his putters. With a $1,100 loan, his only debt ever, he went to work in his garage in 1961. 6 years later, he quit GE to make clubs full-time. He called his new club the Ping Putter because of the sound it made when striking the ball. He spared no expense or effort in making nearly perfect clubs. For example, he pioneered a special type of metal casting to give the iron in his putters great consistency. Yet Solheim had great difficulty persuading golfers to use a putter which looked so unfamiliar. Promoting his designs at professional tournaments, he was treated as an eccentric, to be gently humored, but before long his putters could be seen in more bags than not. The turning point came in 1967 when Julius Boros, a winner of three majors, won the Phoenix Open using one of Solheim's putters. "The putter," said Boros, "looks like a bunch of nuts and bolts welded together, but the ball goes in the hole." Solheim's relentless pursuit of perfection revolutionized club making. He built clubs of such quality that he forced the rest of the industry to upgrade its standards. So far ahead of the curve was Carsten Solheim that at times his innovative clubs were banned from official play until golfers demanded they be allowed. It's probably no coincidence that the boom in golf equipment started about a decade after Solheim founded Ping.